chosen. You're watching Clear Vision today with me. I want you to have the clearest vision you can have, honey. So that's why we're here, is to talk about it. And today we're going to talk about how God is blessing you and how blessings are yours. You see, God is blessing. He is the blessing. He's the greatest blessing that we've ever had. And today we're going to talk about how He wants to bless you and how you are blessed by Him. Stay with me. I'll be right back, and I'll see you, and we'll just have the best time ever was. And I thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Thank you for joining me. My name is Rose, and I am so excited to be able to share with you the blessings of the Lord today. I stay blessed, and I know that you are probably wondering, how can anybody, I had somebody ask me one time, how can anybody be that happy? Well, I stay with the joy of the Lord. The Lord's joy is our strength, and we are to stay in the strength of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, because that's a blessing from God. God wants to bless us. Let's look at Proverbs 10:22 real quick. Now, if you're watching and you don't feel very blessed today, then you're going to find out how to get blessed. You're going to find out that God wants you blessed, and you're going to find out that He intends for you to be blessed. And the only way you cannot be blessed is if you refuse it. And I know that you know there are people that refuse to be blessed. They think so determined that their lives are despaired. They think that they can't go on every day. They believe that God is a God of judgment and a God of condemnation. They believe that God doesn't hear them. Well, I want to teach you. I want to show you how God blesses us. Because if I can show you how God blesses you and how He blesses me, then you can show somebody else how He's going to bless them. So let's look at Proverbs. Let's start out with Proverbs 10:22 today. And we're going to look at the scripture here that says that the blessings of the Lord, it makes rich, truly rich, and He adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. Now, I refer a lot of times in my teaching to my life because that's the life I know the most about. And again, in my life, I learned very early on to be an achiever, to strive in my life to do things the best I could do them, to please everybody, to do all that I could do to just make everybody happy. That is a certain way to live, but it's not God's way to live. God wants to bless you. And when He blesses us, we don't have to earn it. We don't have to strive in it. We don't have to struggle for it. God wants us to bless us with Himself. He wants us to know that He is our blessing. He is the blessing. When He came onto this earth and created it, when He came and created the earth and then came onto it in the Garden of Eden, He created that garden for Adam and Eve and for all of us to have to enjoy. And we are still having to learn today, folks, that God is not trying to take things from us. He's trying to give to us. He's trying to be the blessing God that He wants us to understand that He is. And He wants us to be His blessing. He is the blessing, and He wants us to be His blessing. God wants us to speak about this. He wants us to talk about how great a God He is, that He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to tell other people. When we tell other people that we can receive from God, we start declaring. See, you will talk about and you will declare what you really believe in your heart. If you go around declaring that you're sick all the time, then that's what you believe. If you declare that your marriage is destroyed and over with because of some past thing that's happened in it, then that's what you'll have. God wants to teach you. He wants you to understand that you are holy. You are His holy child. You're called according to His purpose. And He wants to bless you beyond anything that you can understand, even in the natural. But in the spirit realm, you can understand it. You see, God is authority. Not only is He authority, but He has authority. And He gives us authority. In Genesis 1:26, He says that He gave us authority over everything on this earth, over the fish of the sea and the birds and the things that creep and crawl and everything that breathes, He gives us authority over. What does that mean? It means that we can take dominion, that we can stand strong above and in the blessing of God and thank Him for His favor. That we can thank God. We can thank Him that we have supernatural strength. We can thank Him that we have promotion and divine protection. We can thank Him that He loves us. We can thank Him because that's God's blessing on us. That's God's protection and provision for us. God wants you blessed. Let's look at Psalms 104:30. I was really amazed when my mother passed on to be with the Lord. I had watched many babies be born from having worked in some hospitals as a young girl. And I was there in the hospital when my mother was in her last days with being on this earth. And I watched God. I watched God bless her as He received her into the kingdom. We're going to be sharing about that in about, maybe another minute after we come back. But before we leave, I want to read this one scripture to you that'll give you an insight on what we're going to say. Psalms 104:30, when you send forth your spirit and give them breath, they are created. And you replenish the face of the ground of the earth. You take away their breath and they die. And you give them breath and they live. See, God is even the God of our breath. I'll be back in just a minute. Stay with me, and we're going to find out more.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Thank you for staying with me. I'm so happy to have the rest of the hour here, the half hour we have to share with you and to bless you and to teach you that God is blessing and that He wants you blessed. Let's turn to Hebrews 11, verse 3, and let's read right there. By faith, we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned and put in order and equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Don't you love that scripture where it says that the worlds were framed and equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God. Equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God. The intended purpose of the Word of God is to be a blessing. God intends to be a blessing to you. He intends for you to be a blessing. He intends for you to understand what that means. See, God didn't come here to curse us. He didn't come here to bring curses on us. He didn't come here to cause us to live in a cursed life. And I just can't get over it when I hear people talk about this and how they talk about God, you know, made them lose everything they had so that they could appreciate what they would have again. Or that God took their child so that they could understand how important their child was, or their husband, or their marriage. God doesn't need to use the things of the devil to try to convince you or bless you. That's absolutely crazy thinking. And I want you to begin to understand that God wants you blessed, and He wants you to be His blessing. I've got a new little book. We're going to talk about it at the end, but I'll just show it real quick, called 30 Days of the Champion in You. And it's about the blessings of God in your life. It's 30 days of you learning how to be victorious. 30 days of you understanding, learning, walking in, living, talking, that you are the blessed of God. I know there's things going on in everybody's life that we're trying to maintain or get through have to overcome. But see, Jesus has already done it. He's already overcome everything that you could ever go through. He's overcome the world of trials and tribulations. That doesn't mean trials and tribulations are not going to come to you. That just means that when they do come, you have a God, you have a living Christ that's going to help you and bring you through that struggle. The world has been deprived of ability to harm you. It has no more ability to harm you. We need to start learning to declare and speak what God says. To not only speak what He says, but to watch what we say. Some people will call me and they'll say, I'm sick, I'm so sick, I'm going to die. Well, they in the natural, they may very well be sick enough that they would die. But God's plan is not to give you sickness or put sickness on you so you will die. God's plan is to bless you. God's plan is to bring you into kingdom living. You see, folks, we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We serve the glory of God. We serve the presence of all-powerful Creator. We are the King's kings on this earth. And we've got a ways to go to learn how to act like that. But we've got to learn to act like it. Because we're getting ready and being prepared to go into a kingdom of heaven when Jesus returns. So this is our training ground. This is the place that we learn how we're going to live when we leave here and then come back to live on this earth with our King of Kings, with Jesus as our Lord of Lords. So we can learn now. We can learn now that we can do what God says and it isn't burdensome. We can have what God says. We can say what God says. God doesn't want you speaking negatively, because negative thinking leads to negative talk, and negative talk leads to negative actions. Negative actions lead to negative habits, and negative habits lead to character. And the character we want, the character we must desire, is the character of Jesus. What was that character? It was a character of love. Love at all costs. Jesus loves you. He loves you beyond anything your natural mind can even cope with. But your supernatural mind, your spirit mind, can easily understand it. Jesus loves you and He wants you blessed. He wants you to be blessed and to be His blessing. I want you to be blessed. If you have a need today, plant a seed. Whatever your need is, plant that seed. Sow that seed into this ministry. If you need finances, sow a financial seed. If you need peace in your life, pray and be sow a financial or a peaceful seed, a seed of peace. If you need joy, sow joy into your life and someone else's life. If you need comfort, sow comfort. Whatever you need, plant that seed. I don't know about you, but I want to increase. I want to increase with God. I want God to enlarge the place of my tent. I want Him to strengthen my stakes. I love you. Stay with me. We're going to finish up this teaching, and I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Oh, praise the Lord, you've stayed with me. I'm so excited because the best is always yet to come, isn't it? The best is always coming with God. And I have to thank Bob today and Stacy and Jeff all here in the studio. Bob's just really looking good over here. I don't know, Stacy, are you able to move your camera and see him or not? No, you can't do that. She can't even talk to me. She has to shake her head. We got to fix that. I need you all to talk to me back from these cameras. Well, Bob's over here, and he's got his little beard going now. I think he's growing a beard. I think you are growing a beard, aren't you, Bob? His wife's going to be blessed, isn't she? Men with beards, aren't they a blessing to women? When you kiss them, they want to scratch your little face up there and everything. God is a God of blessing. That's what we're talking about. And we're blessings to each other. And I was just teasing you, Bob, about your beard, honey. You can have your beard and still not have a problem with your wife kissing her. Beards are great. Don't write me if you have a beard. I don't want to hear from anybody who has a beard out there, okay? Let's look at Colossians 3:10. And let's understand that God has created you who you are, unique in every way, and He wants to develop you into being the person that He created you to be. That means He can bless you more. That means He can be the God to you that He is the that He wants to be, that He came here to be. So let's look at Colossians 3:10 and start to understand. We have clothed ourselves with the new spiritual self, which is ever in process of being renewed and remolded into fuller and more perfect knowledge upon knowledge, after the image, the likeness of Him who created it. Well, if God created you, then you will be developed unless you refuse. The only way you cannot be blessed by God is to refuse. That's the only way. Now let's look at James 3:8-9. And let's understand how important it is. It is so important for us to realize that what we say and how we talk about ourselves brings those things into our lives. I had a lady call in this last few weeks, and she wanted to tell me that she was dying, that she had been diagnosed with parasites in her body, and these parasites were going to kill her, and that there was no way she was going to live. Beloved, God doesn't have that plan for that lady. He doesn't have that plan for you to bring you into the earth and then devastate you with a deadly disease. It says right here, but the human tongue can be tamed by no man. It is a restless, undisciplined, irreconcilable evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who are made in God's likeness. You were created in the image of God, holy, blessed, complete. Yes, needing to be developed. Yes, needing to be encouraged. Yes, needing to grow in your walk with God, in developing your spirit. But God created you in His image. And no man can tame the tongue, but the Holy Spirit can. And the Holy Spirit tames your tongue with God's Word. See, God is His Word. And this Word is His blessing for you, because it's who He is. God is the blessing. God is the blessed. And God is going to bless you with His Word. I've said it many times before, when we will speak what God says, when we will say what He says, then we open the door for Him to bring His Word to pass. Instead of talking about how devastated you are or how troubled your children's lives are, talk about your children the way God says. Say that God says that they're holy disciples taught by the Lord, and great is the peace of your children. Great is the peace of your children. Yes, right in the midst of the most traumatic thing you may be going through with a child. I teach people to speak God's Word in the face of all circumstances at all cost, because God is going to perform His Word and bless you. He is going to bring to pass anything that you have a need of that's in line with His will. And His will is that you be blessed. His will is that you be happy. His will is that you be honored and glorified and exalted by Him. God's will is that you have everything that you need put in your hand to prosper you today. God's will is that you have everything you need. Lord, thank You. Thank You for that. Thank You, Father, that You want us blessed. Thank You that You are our blessing. Thank You, O God, that we can declare that nothing is broken in our life, even when it looks like it in the natural, Father. Thank You, Father, that in the name of Jesus, that we've been delivered from every curse. Everything that God's brought us out of, we never have to go back to, in the name of Jesus. I love you. I can't thank you enough for being with me. I'll see you in just a minute, and we'll close with prayer. Amen.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Thank you, Lord. Stacy, are you shooting this little book when I hold it up? Okay, you are? Okay. I just want people to know that we've got this great 30 days of devotional called The Champion in You. And I'm sharing from that book today. I'm teaching from that book on this program. And I want you to have it because it's going to bring your life into permanent victory, a victory that you can stand in and day out, and walk gloriously under the glory of God and the blessings of God and the provision of God, and be happy and be healthy, folks. I want us to pray and close our program today. And I'm going to share the prayer, one of the prayers that's in day 9 of this little devotional with you today. And I want you to pray it out loud with me. It's so important to speak the word out loud, because the words that you speak out loud, your mind will hear. And as your mind hears those words, they're seeds, and they go into your heart. They come from your mind, they seed down in your heart, and then God grows those seeds if they're seeds of His. You know, and I know, if you grow seeds of despair and discouragement and frustration and fear and doubt and anxiety, you're going to have a big old crop of that stuff. So let's pray right now. Say, Father, precious Father, thank you. Thank you for speaking blessings over my life. Thank you, Father, for speaking blessings out of your word over me. Thank you, Lord, for equipping me with everything that I need to be prosperous in every part of my life, in every area of my life. Thank you, Father, for teaching me to consistently, Father, consistently believe. Thank you, Father, that I can declare and believe your blessings. I can believe your blessings over me and on my life and on the lives of those around me and my loved ones. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you give me boldness. Thank you that you give me strength to follow close after you. And you give me your victory for my life. Father, I thank you that I determine today to forget past failures. I determine today, Father, that I am clean and washed by the precious blood of my Savior, my Lord and Savior, your Son, Jesus. Today, Father, thank you that I can rise up and I can pursue your blessings, Father. I can declare your plans over my life. I can declare that you have plans that you've prepared for me. And I thank you, Father, that you fill my heart with your joy and your peace. In the name of Jesus, I love you. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
This month's free offer is 30 Days the Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus as promised in John 10 and 10? This simple yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life. Order your free offer today, and don't forget our special Christmas package for your gift of $20.